Learn how to build your faith on God's word and live a life of 100% victory 100% of the time as you listen to the senior pastor, Davis Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okunkwo, and expect God's word to work for you.
I've spent most of my time gisting. When you're old, you do that a lot. You talk a lot. When you're old. I'm old. Now, if I pass somebody 13 and get married, don't know I'm old. You can't look fine like this. I'm an old man. Don't try me. Praise God. Today, I'm talking about fight for your future. Tell yourself, I'm fighting for my future. What I want to do with this series is that I really want to just share with young people. I know most of us are young. I know there are some older people in the house. I understand that. But we're all still relatively young. If you are under 50, you are still a young person, literally. You still have a lot to do. Even if you are above 50, you are still young in God's eyes. Joshua was 80 and Caleb was 80, he was still taking new mountains. All right, but I want to speak to you young guys because I believe you still have a future to fight for. You still have a future to what? Fight for. You know, when we're doing ministry anniversary, we showed some of my old pictures and all that. Please show them again. The reason I'm doing this is to try and show you that, look, I have been where you have been. People just think that pastors just come from the blues. They think if you just open a church, that everything will just start working. They think that's what we do. That's not what we do. Everything you are facing, the uncertainty, the fear, the challenges, the financial issues, whatever issues you are facing, I have faced them. I'm not just coming from the blues to tell you. And the same thing that worked for me will work for you. It's the word of God. It works. It's not a respect of persons. It's not a respect of the locality where you are based. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So my passion for this month is to say, look, I've been where you have been. DJ, show some other of the pictures. You know, this was during a convention. Those of you that know this trouser, you know I wore this trouser for 7 years. That deck you are seeing there, that's the whole sound department when we started. The whole, Stephen and Co were inside that place. The whole sound department was there. Only one deck with one microphone with wire holding it. Show some more if you like. So the point is basically, I've been there. This was open ground somewhere. We're using for free. We don't normally use canopy during service. Just this was a convention. That's why we rented canopy. Normally it was open air. We pray for rain not to fall. I don't even know how we coped year after year with rainy season. The point is this, guys. I've seen poverty. I've seen lack. I've seen uncertainty. Anything you want to claim you are facing now, I've seen it all. But the same God that can bring me this far can also take you further. So I just want to challenge somebody here that you can fight for your future. Whatever that future is, you can fight for it in God and get it. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So that's what I want to deal with this month. Nigeria is 60. Nigeria might not have made up his mind to improve. I like Nigeria. I hope it improves. But you see, I'm not tying my destiny again to when Nigeria gets better. It's good. If you are called to politics, please go into politics. If you look for ways, improve Nigeria. I've been doing that for many years. It's just that it seems Nigeria has not made up his mind. You know, and I'm in my 40s now. I've been waiting for Nigeria. So I just think it's better first for us to first be making progress. Why Nigeria is making up his mind. Yeah. Let's succeed. Because if you're waiting for Nigeria, if Nigeria not finish and it still doesn't change, you'd have wasted your life waiting for somebody. I get what I'm saying? So that's why I want to spend this series talking to you how you can fight for your future. And it's possible because I've seen God do it in my own life. And I know I'm not special. I know very much. I tell my wife all the time. I tell myself all the time. I'm not doing anything special. It's the same Bible I'm doing. So if you do these things I'm going to teach you this month, your life too will come out, you know, great. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So be ready to fight for your future. Are you ready to fight for your future? See, your future is great. It's something you must see. You know what they say when they say promised land? There's nothing as sad as having a promised land and not entering it. It happened to a guy called Moses. Moses was the one talking about promised land. He never entered. I decree over you, you will not be among those that will miss the promised land. There's a promised land for every child of God. It might be your marriage, your children. You know, your promised land is basically what God has promised you. Okay, it's not necessarily a physical land. For some of you, it might be a land. You know, but for some of you, it's not even land. It's something God has promised you. That's what your promised land is. A lifestyle, a thing God has promised you. I pray for everyone that is under my voice, you will enter it in the name of Jesus. Whether Nigeria wants to go forward or not, you will go forward in the name of Jesus. That's what I want to share today. So let's start with the first text scripture we used, Jeremiah. He says, God was talking here. He said, I alone know the plans I have for you. God has plans for you. He He said, I know the plans I have for you to bring you to what? I can't hear you. Are you here with me? He said, I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to do what? Bring you to prosperity and not disaster. Plans to bring about what? The future you hope for. God is saying, I am committed to bring you to that future you hope for. If you are in Nigeria, one of the things you will deal with is hopelessness. You feel a sense of hopelessness that you don't even know where this country is going. See, I might not know where this country is going, but we can determine where you are going. Somebody's not hearing what I'm saying. Let me go to this side. We might not be able to decide where Nigeria is going. The truth is that nobody can tell you that one. Everybody's just trying to believe some Nigeria is going somewhere. But you can determine where you are going. Because God already has a plan for you. He said, I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to bring you to prosperity and not disaster. So how does God do it? We'll look at a few principles throughout this month. Let's start with the very first one. We're looking at the guy's life called Joseph. Genesis 39 from verse 1. It says, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. That means they bought him as a slave. Next verse. It says, and what? I can't hear you. I need some momentum. And what? The Lord was with Joseph. And he was what? Prosperous. How can a slave be called a prosperous man? They say, because the Lord was with him. When God is with you, you're already prosperous. You are not trying to be prosperous. If you are conscious of God's presence with you, you are prosperous. He said, and the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. He was still a slave, yet the Bible said he was prosperous. Next verse, quickly. He said, and his master saw. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? God was not only with him, it was so clear that his master saw. Listen, I decree over your life. From this month, people around you will see that God is with you. Listen, what this month, what I'm trying to do is to give an impartation so that your life move forward. But I need your cooperation. You need to key in to what I'm teaching throughout this month. It works. It works. It works. I'm not a magician. There's no other personal thing I'm doing more than this thing I'm telling you. It works. I decree that by the end of this month, it will be clear to everybody around you that God is with you. He said, and his master was with him. And the master saw, rather, that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands. See, the kind of blessing that will be visible in your life in this season, other people will be clear that God is your backbone. Amen. They will be clear that God is your sponsor. Amen. They too will agree that there's no way you could have achieved this thing by yourself. They will agree that God is helping that person. Potiphar knew that God was with him and God made everything he did to prosper in his hand. Next verse, he said, and Joseph found grace in his sight. You see, when God is with you, it's not just about material blessings. You also find favor with people that matter. They said Joseph found favor, found grace in his sight and served him. And he made him overseer over his whole house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. Next verse. He said, and it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that the Egyptian had in the house and in the field. Because of Joseph, God was blessing that Egyptian. Even if you work for somebody, you'll be a megastar in that place you work in the name of Jesus. Your boss will recognize that every assignment, everything they give to you, it works in a special way. I decree that to be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Verse 6. It says, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. He knew not whatever he was that he had and all that, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Go down to verse 20 or so. You know the story. Potiphar's wife also now liked him, because when there's favor on your life, when God is with you, you will attract people of the opposite sex. You will attract people, and in liking you sometimes, even though their intention is good, but if you attract people that are also not godly, they will want to, you know, drag you into things that will kill your anointing, kill your spirit. So it happened to Joseph. The wife of the man liked him too because of the favor, and she wanted to sleep with him. Same thing with some girls here. You are a very fine girl. You think your beauty is for you. So all men are chasing you, and you just start sleeping around. You start dating them, and you're not following godly principle in dating. You're saying, he wants to marry me. So you're just fornicating. It's your destiny. You are sex is always a transaction. You are giving some, you are losing something to get something. If Joseph had slept with this woman, he would not go to prison, but he would not be prime minister. He would have died in that house. There are many people like that. Their destinies have been truncated. They think they are enjoying, you know. Joseph would have been eating 2 meats. Hope you know. The wife would have been settling him. Eat 3 meats. You are in charge. Don't worry. He would think he's enjoying. There are many people that are poor. They think they are rich. They have one house in Lekki. They think they are rich. So they think they are sleep around. They don't know that they were supposed to have estates. But every time on the bed, they sacrifice the estate. Every time on the bed, one duplex. They don't know they are suffering. If we didn't see this story, if Joseph had continued sleeping with that woman, we wouldn't have even known what would have happened. Most of the time, don't know what you are missing. He said, so they reported him. The woman lied against him, so they locked him up. See verse 20. And Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. See verse 21. But what? I can't hear you. But what? The Lord was with Joseph. See that being repeated throughout. Say, the Lord was with Joseph. See, when God is with you, it doesn't matter where you are. If God is there with you, you will prosper there. It's not about relocating. Relocating is good, if that word, but that's not the solution. It's better for God to be with you. Wherever you are, you will prosper there. He said, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy or favor and gave him what? Favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Next verse. It says, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was what? The doer of it. He was a hard worker. I will get to that later. Because some people think this, what I'm talking about is laziness. I'll just lie down, God will just bless. It doesn't work like that. I'll get there as we go this month. He said, next verse, please. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it. So even the keeper also knew that God was with him. Guys, the foundation for fighting for your future is to be in a relationship with the person that holds your future. That's it. That's simply where it starts. Many people are trying to apply the other principles, and they have left this particular. This is the first thing. This is the main thing. Giving God his rightful place. He's the one that has your future in his hand. You can't ignore him and neglect him and still arrive. You can arrive somewhere, but it's not the planned future. If you want to get to the future God has for you, then you have to make up your mind now that from today, I will give God his rightful place. God will be first in my life. God won't just be a distraction I focus on Sunday. God will be a part of my everyday life. I don't know why people would not want to pursue a living relationship with God. I mean, what else is there in this life? Material things will never satisfy your soul. There is a part of your soul that only God can satisfy. That's why I say, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? So that's why we have many people running up and down, you know, chasing what they have no business chasing, because they have ignored and neglected God. Matthew 6:33 says, you must seek first the things that pertain to God. They said, every other thing shall be added. We don't chase the things, they are added. Everything you ever need, God has settled it. I think we should just even settle that case here right now. If there's anything lacking or pending in your life, it's not from God's side. Let's just settle it. Because many times people are praying and begging God as if they are trying to convince God that God, you know, shanu me, think of me, bless me. That is an insultive prayer. That's one of the most insultive prayer you can ever pray when you are trying to harass God to bless you. It shows you are ignorant of spiritual things and you are a very rude person. It's an insultive prayer to pray to the Almighty God. I have three children. They've never come to tell me that, think of our school fees, please. Never said that to me. They've never said, what of our rent? The things they spend their time asking me for are enjoyment things. Daddy, can I go outside and ride bicycle? That's their prayer request to me. It can never be, Daddy, you know this is October, rent is... Never said that to me. They don't care. Because I'm their father, I am their responsibility. Or they are my responsibility, rather. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. When you are trying to convince God, there is no father here that doesn't have plans for his children. There's no father. Okay, there can be some religious father, but no, let me say no reasonable father. Because Nigerian fathers are irresponsible. I mean, every parent I know, they'll be telling things like, oh, they already have an idea where they want their children to school. Their children is in primary school, but they're saying, oh, you do your university in London. It's in primary school. If this natural, wicked, evil, the way Bible says it, parents can have plans for these their children, why do you approach the Heavenly Father like he's one wicked guy that has no plans for you? When you talk like that, it shows you don't know him. That's why you're praying. Like, if you know him, you will know his love for you. He has never one day neglected you. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So where the gap is that you have never taken time to really know him. That's why you're praying. Like, you don't know him. You think he's the one doing evil. When you know him, you know that he can never do you harm. I've never had to battle God. What are you battling God for? He has done everything he has to do for you. What remains is for you to know him so that you can know his plans for you. He already has plans for you. The plans are already written and packaged. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Hey, just harassing God. Oh God, where are you? I've been serving you for all these years. And I've not been... What are you talking about? You're already blessed. He is with you. The reason why we should spend time going to church, reading the Bible, spending time praying, is that it helps us connect with what God has already done. He has already done it. Our prayer doesn't make him do it. He has already done it. Our prayer helps us to see what he has done. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And God was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And God gave him favor with people that mattered. If a slave can be prosperous, if God can work out the story for a slave to become prime minister, how much more you that you're a banker, you that you're a tailor, you that you are a mechanic, you that you are a fashion designer. God has a plan for you, and he can also work it out for you that you will arrive at your future. And see, your future is sweet. Oh, I don't know if you know what I'm saying. I say your future is sweet. Sweet. You need to... Sophia, can you even taste it? It is sweet. I'm not lying to you. It is sweet. But I pray you get there. You need to get there and taste it. Nobody will... See, it's your own. But you need to be in the spirit. You need to walk with God. You need to renew your mind. Some people, when you see, hear them talk... You see, I told them in the first service, you see, your company you keep is even more important than the church you attend. Because you're in church only how many hours in a week? But these are your friends. You people are talking rubbish. Aye, the kind of friends some Christians have, the kind of advice they say their friends gave them. I say, so how are you having this kind of person as your friend? If you and your friends don't discuss spiritual matters, you are with the wrong friends. I've seen people tell me that my friends say, you know, it's impossible to have a Christian relationship now without sleeping with the person. As these are your friends. These are your friends. It's impossible to make it now without bribe. These are your friends. You don't understand that there are people living for God. I've shared it many times. I've wedded more virgins than non-virgins in my career as a pastor. I've wedded more people that are virgins than non-virgins. So don't ask people that say everybody's sleeping now. It's not true. I can tell you for free. Somebody said, but Pastor, how do you know that they are virgins? Because many times, even after the wedding, we 1 week after, I'm still coaching them. Sometimes they've still not had sex in 1 week because they don't know where to put it. I said, this is where you put it. Zoom, by Zoom. I still give direction. I'm joking. I don't give direction by Zoom. But we are still on the phone trying to talk them through what to do. So you know that they're not faking. It's not, they have no 1 week, they don't have sex. Sometimes. Somebody say, is that not bad? Sex is not food. You are the one. Ask people that are married. Ask people that are married how many times they have sex. Ask them. Because you are single. Your body, I think, when we marry like this, every day. I don't want to call you the name we call people like you. Go and ask people that are married. Think that sex we are doing every day. That's what you think we are doing. It's not food. Trust me, you have your whole life to do it. Your body will calm down when reality of life starts. Somebody has been late, woke up 4 a.m. to go to work and was in traffic coming back. You think sex was his thinking. When you are working very hard like that, sleep is more seductive than sex. You never enter Lagos traffic. Since it's sex. You wake up 4 a.m. to go work. Then you stayed with the traffic for 2 hours going, 3 hours coming. Then plus all the work you did. You think what you're coming, you're thinking of sex. Your bed looks like a naked woman to you. Sleep, now you think. Because you have to go that walk again, all over again the next day. You're not thinking about sex. So all the single people thinking in sex. Right? So don't let anybody deceive you that you must be fornicating around. That's what I'm saying. Which kind of friends are you even keeping? That people are having those kind of discussions of nonsense that are against scriptural sense. You see, you can't be full of God and be having those conversations. Those things wear out the God in you and you start behaving like man. And every human being deteriorates when God is not in their soul. Every human being. Whether they are Nigerians or abroad. All these abroad are talking about. They are also mad there. Once there's no God in their life, you see madness. People enter schools there and shoot people. Once there's no Jesus, their own manifestation of madness might be different from our own. Our own manifesting downfall drivers and Okada people. But their own madness there. Normal people with suits, they will just commit suicide. They have anxiety. They all kinds of vices. So every human being, once God is not in their soul, they deteriorate. You don't want to be around them. There's greed, malice, gossip. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? You must walk with God. God is the one that has the plans for that future. Create your life to worship Him, to serve Him, to walk with Him. To have it. God wants a relationship with you, not just a servant and master. He wants to be your friend. He wants you to be mindful of Him every day. He wants you to be full of Him. He wants you to talk to Him. You should have a personal prayer life. It's not just on Sunday you read the Bible. You should have a study life. You have to follow the devotionals, all those things. Read the Bible every day. It's like having your bath. You can't have your bath once a week. You will smell before the next week. You need to have your bath every day. Somebody get what I'm saying? That's how your spiritual life too is. You feed on the things of the Spirit every day. Go to church. Don't sit at home. Don't sit at home. Don't sit at home. There's a power in sharing fellowship with other believers. If it wasn't important, God wouldn't have said so. God wouldn't have said so. Because your spiritual life starts to deteriorate once you isolate yourself. So I'm watching online. The same online, then somebody will start going Instagram live. You're distracted. You go and check what they are doing. Somebody will call you. Somebody will send you WhatsApp. Before you know it, your spiritual life is dying. Dying. The name of online. It's dying. When you're with other believers, you guys warm each other up. You charge each other up. Hallelujah. God was with him. So that's the beginning. It doesn't matter how broke you are now. It doesn't matter what your parents are saying, what your country is saying. It doesn't matter how poor you are now. Listen, God is with you. And you will be prosperous. You just need to walk with God. That's all. That's the first step. We'll continue the other steps from next Sunday. But first step, you have to walk with God. That's what Joseph had. Bad circumstances. Betrayed by his brother. Betrayed by Potiphar's wife and Potiphar. Betrayed in the prison. Yet none of them could stop his plan or God's plan for him. He wasn't even angry with them. You see, when you walk with God and you know that your destiny is in God's hands, you are not angry with men. You understand that men can't bring about your future. Even if they reject you or they deny you or betray you, they can't stop you. Even if they forget you, they can't stop you. Are you here, somebody? Nigeria is too small to stop your future. Did you hear what I said? I say Nigeria is too small to stop what God has planned for you. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. You will enter into that future in the name of Jesus. That future God has for you. I decree nothing will stop it in the name of Jesus. If you have been experiencing delays, today marks the end of it in the name of Jesus. Start walking in everything God has for you. Mande soka babra da sita. Zopra da kazeta lobasta. Revive your spiritual life. Stop reading what the news is saying. Find out what God is saying. That's how to do it. And they're saying dollar is this amount. I say, when dollar was 150, I was broke. It was not dollar that made you broke. If God is with you, no matter what's happening in the country, you will still be a prosperous man. You see, we read it now. A guy that was a slave and a prisoner, they called him a prosperous man. And they said the reason is because God is with him. When fuel was a 20 cup, I was broke. I didn't have car. Does it concern me? So stop blaming nonsense as the reason why you have not gotten to where you're going. Nigeria is too small to stop God's plan for your life. It's just that you have to get into God. Many of you, the things you are checking to determine your destiny is the world, dollar rate, your income, your this one, your job. You need to get to the stage where you look at God, where you are one with God, where you are close to God, where you become a man of God. Not just that you preach the gospel, you live the thing. You are not moved by what people are saying. You are not moved by somebody giving you prophecy. You know God for yourself. You know God for yourself. God has told you about your own future. What was powering me that time I looked thin and had nothing, had one trouser for 7 years? What was moving me? It was the vision I received from God. It was God's plan for my future. This future you are seeing was what was moving me that time. Because I was seeing it that time. I was seeing it that time. The reason why you are stuck in the present is because you can't see the future. The day God opens your eyes to see his plans for you, you will not be moved by what is going on around you. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? You have a bright future. Me too, I even want to see that future. It's so interesting. I want to see the manifestation of it. I want to see you inside it. Are you getting what I'm saying? I want to see you married to your future. I want to see you driving that future. I want to see you living in that future. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? It's possible, guys. Mande soto maya. Lord, I pray for all your children today. Ikandaraba sota manda sita. Ikaburata sekede. There will be a hunger and a thirst for the things of God. Whatever or whoever is distracting them from growing spiritually, I break that connection in the name of Jesus. These ones will pursue a relationship with you. They will honor you and put you first in every area of their lives. I decree that from today, there will be a free access to the things of the Spirit in their lives. They will no longer be weighed down by the news. They will no longer be weighed down by what's going on around them. From now, they will live their life based on what you, God, is saying over their lives. The same way Joseph was a slave and a prisoner, but you, God, being with him, still made him a prosperous man. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. No matter what stage of life they are at right now, whether they are unemployed, whether their business is struggling, whether their career is stuck, whatever is going on, whether they are single, whether they seem to be barren, because you are with them, I decree they are also prosperous in the name of Jesus. I decree it is so in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Still all heads bowed. Please bow your heads. If you are in this service this morning.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.